This is Daguerreau's Masculist MGTOW Flyers. That is 2-3-page essays on the themes of masculism and MGTOW, written by and read aloud by Prof. Dr. Hugo Daguerreau's. This is flyer number 624, entitled, Over the next 5 to 10 years, several million young women will suicide over the issue of not fipping up. Description. As Masker's ideas spread throughout the high schools, tremendous moral pressure will be exerted by masculisted high school males on fluffies, so that it's likely that several million young women, young fluffies, will suicide as a result of being given the kiss of death in terms of getting a man, as masculisted young men see fluffies as manslaving, divorce-raping vermin, and effectively exterminate them by totally ignoring them, not even pumping and dumping them, treating them as pariahs, utterly rejecting them both socially and sexually, thus driving millions of them to suicide at the viciousness of this male rejection. As a result of this mass suicide, young women will pour into STEM and the professions so as not to be labelled with the dreaded word fluffy, and thus be given the kiss of death by men, masculisted men, by not getting one. Now, the flyer itself. Over the next 5 to 10 years, several million young women will suicide over the issue of not fipping up. By Prof. Dr. Hugo Daguerreau's. Email profhugodaguerreau@yahoo.com. Website profhugodaguerreau.wordpress.com. I think it's fair to say that nearly everyone in an advanced democratic country has a hatred of Negro slavery, seeing it as a moral abomination that an individual is forced to work for someone else for free. The Negro slavery issue was the root cause of the US Civil War that cost the lives of about 600,000 US soldiers. But it took time, many decades, for that near-universal revulsion of Negro slavery to become a reality. In the early 1800s, there were millions of Americans who saw Negro slavery as the norm, as the natural way of things. It took a war and decades of readjustment in attitudes for today's universal rejection of the abomination of Negro slavery to become the norm. Ask yourself, what's the difference between Negro slavery and man slavery? Not much. We are today, with our attitudes towards man slavery, where the issue of Negro slavery was before the US Civil War. Only a few decades ago, it was considered the norm that the man, the father, was the sole breadwinner of the nuclear family, and the woman, the mother, stayed at home raising the kids, depending on the husband to earn the money to pay for her to stay alive and for the kids. Then in the 60s, a revolution occurred called the pill, which gave women reliable control over reproduction, resulting in women having typically only 0, 1, or 2 kids, which were soon off to kindergarten and school. So women, especially university-educated, upper-middle-class women, soon found that they had time on their hands and became very bored being housewives, so started pushing to take up careers like their husbands. Now, fast forward to the decade of the 2020s, the decade of the masculists, of men's liberation. The core idea of masculism is that it is a rebellion by men against being man's slaves to women, working for women for decades of a man's life, thus manslaving him for decades, the worst of all gender crimes, as seen through the eyes of the masculists, who see themselves as abolitionists, although on literally 1,000 times larger scale than the anti-Negro slavery abolitionists in the US in the 1800s, given the numbers. There are several billion manslaves in the world today, compared to several million Negro slaves in the 1800s in the US. Masculists have a very powerful argument against fluffies, in brackets, a masculist label for traditional women who expect to be able to parrot out of the money and labour of a man for decades of his life, thus manslaving him, and later divorce raping him, destroying his life, close brackets. Masculists have a hatred of fluffies, seeing them as vermin to be wiped out, using the following powerful argument. quote, "You women, thanks to men's discovery of science-based medicine, now have a life expectancy of 85 years. Men gave you the pill, household gadgets, higher education, so you now have a career window of half a century. So the masculines are now standing up, pointing the finger at women, telling you, quote, now that you women can work, you must work. Anything else is man's slavery, and man's slavery will get you killed, slowly, by being forced to rot on the shelf, dying a slow, miserable death, manless, sexless, loveless, babyless, and utterly spat at, rejected viciously, both socially and sexually. You women will fip up, that is, become fips equals financially independent persons, by bothering to get career-competent educations at high school and college, which the manosphere, in brackets, that is, men discussing men's issues on the internet, close brackets, estimates that about 80% of young women don't do. Or we masculinists, the men, will punish you so severely for being manslaving, divorce-raping vermin that we will kill you by totally ignoring you, forcing you to fip up or die off slowly, rotting on the shelf. Masculists have a hatred of fluffies and fluffy feminists. Fluffies are seen by masculists as manslaving, divorce-raping vermin to be wiped out, whose fluffy genes are to be removed from the gene pool, forcing women to fip, to be fips, or they don't get a man and are viciously rejected from society. Masculists have an even greater hatred for fluffy feminists, who are feminists who have traditional fluffy expectations of men, seeing men as cash machines, put on this earth to pay for women to have babies. It's bad enough that fluffy feminists are fluffies and hence manslaving, divorce-raping vermin. But masculists also see them as hypocrites and genociders. A fluffy feminist is a hypocrite in the divorce courts because she wants equal rights with men in the parliaments but expects to be a fluffy in the divorce courts, expecting a man to pay for her and her kids after the divorce the way she did before the divorce. Masculists see the fluffy feminist divorce court lawyers and judges as genociders, since they have made divorce so toxic for men that in many countries now, two-thirds of young men refuse to marry and reject paternity, thus crashing the birth rate, but are effectively only reacting to the toxicity of divorce as dictated to them by the hated fluffy feminist divorce court judges and lawyers. Masculists differ from MGTOWs, that's men going their own way, who largely, due to the toxicity of the divorce courts, reject marriage, reject paternity, and spend their money on themselves. And in 60% of young men in the US under 30 years old, don't even date young women, since they consider these women have been so brainwashed by monoconscious feminism that they have become undateable, and hence have become totally rejectable. The MGTOWs are seen by the masculists as apolitical wimps, since the MGTOWs merely passively walk away from the feminist-generated gender status quo. They reject marriage and paternity, saying they absolutely refuse to face a one chance in four of being butchered in the hated, fluffy feminist-dominated divorce court system. MGTOWs are not fighters. They are passive and lack solidarity with the gender plight of other men, whereas the masculists are active, political, hateful and at war against the fluffies and fluffy feminists, aiming to kill them off by totally ignoring them, not even pumping and dumping them. Now, to come to the title of this flyer. Masculists aim to educate male college students into the principles of masculism, so that nearly every male college student is in a position to not only answer back to misandrous attacks coming from the feminists on campus, but can crush them with vicious, hateful, masculist attacks on the feminists for their misandry, their monoconscious ignorance and callousness towards men. It's expected in the next few years that masculist ideas will spread rapidly across the campuses of the US and the advanced world as millions of young men are taught masculist ideas. Then large numbers of university masculists will spread their masculist message to the high schools, since masculists are well aware that most of the fluffy damage is done in the high schools, since at the critical age of 16, about 80% of young women choose to become what the masculists call fluffy crappers. That is, young women who choose to study fluffy crap majors at high school and college, which the economy does not value. So these fluffy crappers will be poor as adults, who then will look around for some stupid, gullible, man-slavable man to leech upon, manslaving him for decades, living off his money and labour, becoming a hated and immoral fluffy as an adult. After she has her two kids and a house that her husband is paying off, she will divorce him with one chance in two. And in half of those divorces, that women initiate two-thirds of the time, and if the wife is a college graduate, 90% of the time, close brackets, ripping custody of his kids away from him, also with a probability of 90%. She will take his house, half his wealth and stuff, force him to make child payments to his kids, whom he will barely be allowed to see. And if his ex-wife is a real fluffy, the fluffy feminist-controlled divorce courts will force him to pay her alimony for the rest of his life, with no moral nor legal obligation on her to get off her fat, parasitic ass and fip up, so she continues to parasite off him after the divorce as she did before the divorce. This massive gender injustice that occurs to one father in four in the hated, fluffy, feminist-controlled divorce court system is so hated by the maskers that they are at war against fluffies and fluffy feminists. Once the colleges and campuses have been largely masculisted, masculist activists will get busy in the high schools, teaching maskers ideas to male high schoolers, who will then learn maskers' hatred of fluffies and fluffy feminists. Young male high schoolers will then view potential girlfriends with a very cold, masculist eye, asking themselves if a girl a masculist is interested in is a fip, if she has chosen to study career-competent majors and does not have fluffy expectations of men, expecting some gullible, manslavable man to work for her for decades of his life. These young masculist high school men will then develop a real abolitionist hatred of man's slavery and will express their hatred of future manslaving, divorce raping, high school fluffies and will reject them viciously, both socially and sexually, spitting in their faces, making them feel utterly worthless and ignorable, which in practice is what will happen to many millions of young women around the world as masculist attitudes and expectations really start to bite, as millions of young fluffies are left rotting on the shelf, utterly rejected, utterly pariahed, utterly spat at. This utter rejection by masculist young men will occur to hundreds of millions of young women. So it stands to reason that a small percentage of them will become so upset and depressed at being so rejected that they will not get a man, so will not have a baby, will be spat at by men, masculisted men, who in the next 5 to 10 years will be most men, who will have become conscious of the toxicity of divorce and of monoconscious feminists. These young fluffy women will be spat at by these young men. Young men will be shouting their hatred at these young women, telling them that they are manslaving, divorce-raping vermin. Young men will literally spit at them, telling them either to fib up or die. Young fluffy women will come under tremendous moral pressure from the maskers in their high school to fib up or to pay a very heavy price, that is, be labelled a fluffy, the kiss of death to a young woman, since with that terrifying label, she will be universally rejected by young men, masculisted young men, who will see her as vermin. If 5% of such utterly rejected young fluffy women fall into such deep depression that they choose to suicide, then the idea in the title of this flyer that several million young fluffies will suicide seems a realistic figure. As a result of this mass suicide on the part of young fluffies in the high schools, young women will soon get the message and will fib up in large numbers. Young women will pour into STEM and the professions so as not to be labelled with the dreaded word fluffy or be given the kiss of death in terms of ever getting some man to take an interest in her. All young men will know from their masculine education that a fluffy is a vile, evil, manslaving, divorce-raping parasite to be killed off slowly, being forced to rot on the shelf, dying a slow, miserable death, manless, childless, joining the army of a third of middle-aged women who live with their cats alone, miserable, and on antidepressant drugs, a suitable fate for fluffy, manslaving, divorce-raping vermin, as seen from the maskless viewpoint. Cheers, Prof. Dr. Hugo de Garis. Email profhugodegaris@yahoo.com. Website profhugodegaris.wordpress.com. Author of the book Masculism, Men's Rebellion Against Being Manslaves to Women, an e-textbook of 620-plus maskless flyers for men's studies courses, freely downloadable in Microsoft Word format from my website. Ciao.